What's up, everyone? Thanks again for joining the Emerald Coast Essentials podcast, where we go through and talk about people that are working, living, and living the dream on the Emerald Coast. Today, we are joined with Courtney, the owner and operator of Fit by Court, owner of the Women's Empowerment Circle, mother, sister, and possibly most importantly, my wife. Courtney, let's talk a little bit about how you came to get into Fit by Court. First of all, what is Fit by Court?
Personal training, group fitness, and yoga is where it's always been. It kind of flexes in between those phases depending on when and where.
Okay. Were you always into all of those, or was that your original? Did you go to college for that? How did you get into that?
Nope, didn't go to college for it. Went to college, got my business degree. I started out as a personal trainer in, goodness gracious, a long time ago, 2008. Yeah, 2008. It was just kind of, I got into my own fitness and found my way to health. And because somebody kind of said, like, hey, you know, do you want to, you should be a personal trainer. And I was like, okay. I went to school for that, and that kind of was a transitional phase. Did that for a few years, and then just kind of off and on. Didn't start building further into it until 2012. Yeah, 2012, the year after we got married. Added the group fitness portion, and then another year later added the yoga portion.
Awesome. So I know someone's going to ask or wonder at some point, where did you go to college?
Texas A&M. Giggle Maggie's, right?
There you go. Someone will like that. Someone will probably unfollow me because of that, but you know, that's fine. All right. So we got 2008, you got into personal training and fitness. 2012 or 11, you said group training, and then 2012 yoga?
2012 and then 2013.
2012, 2013. Thank you. I'm sorry. All right. So you got into yoga and you did your training where?
Oh, my yoga teacher training I did in Spokane, Washington at, what was it? Leela Yoga Studio, I think it was called.
Shout out to Leela.
30 days intensive, 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Quit everything just to be a yogi for a little bit.
It was a really fun time in our lives. I remember that very well. Awesome. So how did that lead into Fit by Court? Well, let me back that up for just a second. So you said that was in Spokane, Washington. Obviously, I know our story, but why don't you explain how we got from Spokane, Washington to
the beautiful Emerald Coast?
Beautiful Emerald Coast. Yeah, to Niceville, Florida.
We threw a dart. We landed in Panama City. I mean, it feels a little silly to tell the story to you, but I guess we're telling the story to them. You'd been there. I'd been there. My family had vacationed there, and we just decided to pack up our two-year-old and our dog and our entire lives and sell everything and move across the country. Sounded like a great idea. And have no jobs and no home and no nothing.
We got out of the military at the same time as our active duty military at the same time as we moved. So we
went
down there prayer.
Right? Nothing little. We just transitioned everything all at once. Oh, Lord Jesus. and then we landed back in Fort Walton after a couple of years due to a job. And then we landed in Niceville. I mean, I don't know how far detailed you want to get into this conversation of all the things that we've been through, but we landed in our forever home in Niceville a year and a half ago. Yeah. A year and a half ago. Somewhere in there. Fit by Court. Well, Panama City, Fit by Court, the name came about in Washington. The name of the company was kind of established. And then when we moved to Panama City, the idea started to become more, you know, it was a little of this and a little of that. Instead of just teaching other people's classes, it was teaching my own classes. you know, local parks, local beaches, anywhere that I could get my hands on that was just an open space to do fitness and or yoga group style classes became much more of my passion than personal one-on-one trainings were. And really started to build a foundation there, and then we moved. So then we've done a lot of Fit by Court yoga classes here in the Fort Walton Destin Emerald Coast area. Why not? It's the most beautiful beaches on the planet, and it's just a great place to do yoga. So full moon yoga, sunset yoga. Those are some of my favorite classes to do here just because we have such a beautiful space to do it.
Awesome. So you're currently doing yoga classes on the beach. Seems like at nighttime.
Yeah. I actually have a private beach yoga session scheduled for a bachelorette party in July. So awesome. A friend, customer, acquaintance that I have done kickboxing and done other things with and has taken some Fit by Court classes, she's moved. They're coming back here to visit, and she reached out and wanted to know if I would do a private session just for her and her group, which is something that I also love to do, just that small group one-on-one. We did kind of a champagne bubbly girls thing. We've done girls night out, just some of the more fun classes versus just like yoga.
Champagne on the beach at sunset.
Yeah, why not?
how about sunrise?
No, there are no sunrises in Fit by Court. Only okay. Sunsets.
All right, there you go. You're going to pay double for sunrise classes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, definitively. And you might be teaching because...
That's fine. I'm okay at teaching. A little monotone, but that's all right. All right, so I think that about covers it for the classes that you teach. You have most recently written a book or guide. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, the book. The book isn't done. The book is never done. The book is something that I'm supposed to write, and I know that, and I've started writing it, and it's more of a workbook, if you will, versus like a book. It's a sit down and read and then accomplish kind of little challenges or tasks at hand. But it is part of the Women's Empowerment Circle that I've started just to try and bring our femininity back together, bring our community back together, kind of find ourselves together. And so that's something I'm still working on. It's not quite finished yet. But eventually it'll be out there.
Awesome. Who is that aimed at?
Specifically directed towards women. I don't know if there's a perfect age range per se. I mean, I would say probably 18 to whatever, just a adult female community. It's not geared towards children by any means. It's not that it's inappropriate for children. It's just not geared towards children. I would say it's just geared towards adult women, at any phase in life that just need to reconnect with self and or reconnect with one another to find that, you know, just inner strength that we've all kind of seemed to lose in to have lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, do you have any parting comments, concerns, anything else you want to throw in before we let you go?
No, I'll keep my sassy comments to myself. Thank you.
Thank you for not being cheeky. I appreciate you. You're never cheeky at home. Mm-hmm. All right. If anyone does want to find you, we'll put your links down in the comments or the description. But where can someone find you if they want to find you on social media or get a hold of you for another private class or something like that?
At Fit by Court on Instagram, and I have a Facebook page. Is probably the easiest way to reach me. I mean, I could, you know, it depends. My phone number and cell phone and stuff is out there pretty much, but also I don't know that I want to leave it here. So probably just reaching out at Fit by Court on Facebook or Instagram would be the easiest way. Just sending me a, you know, private message that way.
Awesome. So you can reach out to her directly there. Again, we'll put links in the description so you can get a hold of her that way, or I'll have my phone number in the description and you can just reach out to me directly. And I know pretty well how to get a hold of my wife. So I'd be happy to help you guys out and get in touch with her if you're interested in some private yoga classes, or if you want to help push her a little bit to see what the Women's Empowerment Circle is about and see what the book is about that she has coming out in 2023, 24, maybe 25, at some point in life. It'll get there. Anyhow, thank you all for watching and joining us. If you have anyone specific that you want to see on the Emerald Coast on here, let me know, reach out directly, and we will get them on the podcast as best as I can. Anyhow, thanks for joining. See you later.